Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 424. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
I had to have a little bit of a think because last week, do you remember?
I said 200
and something. And I went, okay, what numbers am I actually saying out loud versus what's in my head?
Well, I remembered the 400 part, but didn't remember anything else.
I used to have to think about the phone numbers at radio stations so that I could say them correctly out loud, because if I read them, there was no guarantee that I was going to say it correctly.
I have a thing where people tell me numbers and you need to write them down, and my brain goes, no, I can't.
Can you just write it for me?
Just, yeah, and they'll be like 4, 5, and you're like, what, 5, 6?
I remember the 4, but that's as far as I go. Earlier this week, we heard about Catherine O'Hara passing away, which was such a shock.
Such a shock.
She's so great. And everybody, you know, on that day were like, oh my God, I'm just so sad. She's amazing.
Well, she really had a new wave in the last couple of years with Schitt's
Creek.
Did
a lot of cool things.
You know, a lot of fun things that people were like, I remember you and I still love you and I'm loving you all over again.
And I remember you because I watch you literally every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing a quiz about her. I've been watching, funnily enough, two things on Amazon. This happens to me. I go round and around and around. I'm like, oh, I'll go to Stan. Oh, I'll go to Netflix.
Leah, I've been watching something on Amazon
Prime. So we're just all Amazon. Oh, please don't say we watch Melania or whatever it is.
I didn't. I read a thing. I don't know if it was true or not, but it was like Melania bombed in the UK with one theatre ticket sale.
Really?
I don't know if it was real, but boy, it made me laugh.
That is funny. So we'll be talking about the things that we've been watching apparently all on Amazon, but that, of course, has to happen all after something that we like to call the – do you want to say it?
Yeah. The news.
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
Oh, that was a nice one.
Thanks.
I also had a bit different.
A mouthful of my food in one cheek.
Oh, one cheek, like a chipmunk. I made a chicken stir fry. It's got corn from
it's
the cob.
Chicken.
Because the cobs were cheap.
Oh my gosh, the corn is really good.
It's nice, isn't it?
I love corn.
Me too. And we don't have it as much as we used to.
When we were growing up
and like you and I were doing cooking just together.
Yeah.
Like every second meal.
Corn was like on every shopping list.
Yeah. Anyway, it's nice to have a bit of corn, a bit of colour. A colourful stir fry goes a long way.
Do you remember we used to eat creamed corn from a can?
Yeah.
Now, is that not a specific decade thing?
Do you remember if we had it warm or was it just cold? I don't remember.
Mainly warm.
Okay, warm.
But if we were lazy,
just have it
cold straight out of the fridge.
I think it's the one that goes into like the chicken and corn soup, isn't it? That's what.
Maybe makes sense. I've never thought about it.
These are all things that are not news related.
Yeah,
it's food related.
Here, I'll do it again. It's time for the news.
Nia Vardalos. Big Greek fat wedding. No, big fat Greek wedding. There were three of those, I think. Maybe
a lot of them.
But there were definitely, I've had a couple of sequels. She's been cast along with Ashley Judd in a show called 21 Down. Well, a drama. It's a movie, a sports drama. And it's about a true story.
What sport?
Oh, American football.
I knew it.
They've always, they love them. They just love American football in America.
Yeah. But a lot of people outside America find the game very, very tedious.
I've never really watched it. I mean, I've seen it in movies and TV shows. I don't think I've actually ever watched a real game.
I've watched one of amateurs in Australia. Mind-numbingly dull.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So this one is, like I said, a true story about a guy called Caden Cox who became the first person with Down syndrome to play and score in a college football game.
Nice.
So that's what that's about. And immediately I thought about that one, you know, that other true story. I think it had Sandra Bullock in it. Yeah. With the African American. I think she did, and that was the same year that she won the Razzie Award for a separate movie. Mm-hmm. Like she
All round
one day, the next day, the highs and the lows. So funny. So that's one to look out for if you're into all of those things. And by things, I mean college football. Mandy Patinkin, who's been in like so many things, including, did you watch all of Homeland in the end?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
Remember he was in The Princess Bride as well?
Yeah.
Mm. So he has now been cast as Odin in the Amazon Prime's God of War live. Do you call it live
action?
Action? Is that what you call it? It's just like it's not animated. It's
yeah, guess
based,
so.
Based on the PlayStation game God of War. So he's going to be Odin. I remember him. At least I remember playing and meeting that guy and. He's Odin, isn't he the father?
Yeah.
Like the father of all of the Norse gods?
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what he is. So that kind of says how far into the second game will we go? Because apparently they locked in 2 seasons. So it's a 2-season contract with Sony and Amazon to have this series made. I'm going to watch it. I think it's going to be really popular. I'm going to talk a little bit about Fallout later on. I'm going to probably mention The Last of Us as well. But a lot of those video game series are actually quite popular now.
Yeah, a lot of people like them.
People put a lot of effort into them.
It comes to life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's something that you played personally by yourself, nobody else. You experience that story by yourself, like reading a book, and then you get to see it happen.
Yeah.
I read Lord of the Rings and now I'm getting to see it happen on the big screen. Speaking of video games, though, Stardew Valley's creator, what's his name?
Concerned Ape.
Yes. So there have been rumors. People reckon that he has totally abandoned the Haunted Chocolatier, which is going to be his second game after Stardew Valley. But he's like, hang on a second.
No, that's just them worrying.
He says it's taking a while to finish the game, but that's okay. I'm not going to abandon Haunted Chocolatier. This was in a blog that he wrote on his website. He said, I know, I shouldn't have announced the game so early, but I had my reasons. But he will release Haunted Chocolatier, and I quote, when it's done. Now, there were also rumors about it getting made into just a section, like a DLC of Stardew Valley. But he said, no, I am not going to abandon Chocolatier. And even if I did, I'm definitely not going to add it into Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley and Haunted Chocolatier are separate games. Yeah, he says it doesn't even make sense from a technical perspective.
Well, he would be the only one who knows that.
Yeah, he doesn't know. I mean, we don't know.
The graphics that have been released do look very similar.
And some of the mechanics look quite similar as well, but maybe I suspect he's might be talking about using a different engine, like a video game creating engine, probably not Unreal 5, but that kind of thing.
I'll say, okay, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, like the program that he would be using.
Yeah.
Like I'm using Microsoft Word to write my novel kind of thing.
I'm using notes.
Yeah, exactly. that's exactly what it is. So he says, you just can't copy and paste Haunted Chocolatier into Stardew Valley. So we just have to wait, okay? We've just got to wait.
Yeah, okay.
Whenever it will be, will be. But what we know right now is that it's time for the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you want to go first? Or I feel like I went first last time.
Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And then I'll eat my stir fry.
Okay. So the show that I watched on Prime is not new. It's 2023 and it's called Jury Duty. Have you heard of it? Okay. I know the name of it. You would never look twice at it. I have to say, you would love this.
Is it really?
Oh, my gosh.
I would go right past it, I think.
It has me like cracking up at times. Okay, so I'll set a scene for you. So in America, in the American judicial system, jurors are not allowed to discuss the case outside the courtroom. In this particular one, the jurors know that they're part of a documentary, so they're being filmed.
So they're allowed to talk about
it. They're allowed to talk about it. And, you know, they're kind of given this room where I guess they're just hanging out in all of those moments that they have to wait for things to happen in the courtrooms. And they do naturally talk about it as well as, you know, learning about each other. The only difference is that this entire trial is fake. Okay. And every single person in the jury, actually every single person in the courtroom is an actor except for one guy.
Oh, this is so extravagant.
Except for one guy who is, he thinks it's real. He thinks he's been summoned for jury duty.
This is so annoying.
So he is the most earnest.
Oh, wow.
You know, trying to do the right thing by everybody. He's kind of he's a nice guy, gets on with everybody, but he thinks it's real.
That is so funny. Leah,
it is so funny.
That's so funny.
Filmed in like a dry documentary manner.
Yep.
Where all the cast and the real guy, Ronald.
They have face-to-face camera interviews.
They talk to each other. It even goes so far as Hollywood actor James Marsden is in it as himself, because Hollywood people get summoned for jury duty, don't they?
He's in the jury?
He's in the jury.
Oh, this is hilarious.
As himself.
Oh, my God, this
is like,
great.
He walks in and Ronald like goes, oh, my God, like, that's him. That's him. And then they've got the other characters coming up and saying, oh, can I have a selfie? And James Marsden is hilarious in it. It is, I wouldn't say 100%, but from what I've read, it is quite a lot improvised by all of the actors.
This is brilliant.
But it is obviously has a very, very clever storyline where they drop little clues and then all of a sudden that becomes the new storyline for Ronald. Imagine being in the office.
Yeah, yeah.
But you think it's real. So you're in there, you're working.
I mean, they've given him a clue.
Yeah.
There's an actor there.
There's an actor. But actors have to go jury duty. And it's so funny because James Marsden is like, I don't want to get summoned because I've got this like audition with this really big director. I can't tell you their name, but you know who they are. And like, will you run the script with me?
Look at this.
The script is confidential, but, you know, tells everybody everything about this movie.
Oh, my God. That's great.
It's like watching The Office in a courtroom, but knowing that one person is living this
So how did you find this? Were you just scrolling? Did it look like a comedy? Or were ooh, jury, yes, please.
I didn't think it was a comedy.
Like courtroom stuff.
I did hear that it was like all the actors, they're all actors, it's fake except for one guy. And I was like, love it. I love this premise.
Amazing.
Then when I click on it, it was like comedy and I went, oh, okay, I'll give it a go.
You were intrigued.
Maybe it's not what I'm thinking it was. It's better than what I was expecting. What's even better is they are doing another one that will be released in March this year, not a jury. It's a company retreat. And exactly the same thing. Everybody is actors.
Please
except
have
for one.
James Marsden was in there. Can you imagine if it was the same?
It's James Marsden.
Back again.
Leah, some of these scenes that happen, especially because it's a courtroom and you know you can't really
brilliant.
React. I am bursting out laughing, and if I was in that courtroom,
you'd be gone.
I'd be gone. I'd be kicked out by the judge myself first day.
Like, what is
she's
that person
gone.
Doing? Why is she thinking it's so funny?
I beg you to watch this,
amazing,
because you will love it. I think any of our listeners would love this show, okay. And I'm really disappointed I didn't find it.
Yeah, in 2023.
Ago. Yeah, but you know. That's my theory.
It's a good
revisit. When's
a
good time to start? When there's a second season coming along.
Oh, yes. So yes, yes.
This will be good. I'll finish this one, have a moment to breathe, and then I'll go to the company retreat.
Oh, my God, the company retreat. I just think of The Office once again.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I've been watching on Amazon Steel with Sophie Turner. We were talking about her not long ago. She's going to be in Tomb Raider. And I said last week, actually, that I was going to check this one out. Oh, my God, that first episode, glued, phone down, what the hell is going on? This is so stressful, but I'm intrigued. Like, not so stressful that I have to walk out of the room, so stressful that, like, I can't leave. I've got to help. I've got to help by watching. So good. Twists and turns through every other episode. There are six of them. Some characters are horrible. Some characters you're like, this person is so blah. Like,
yeah,
this must just be a throwaway character to – bounce onto this. It's so good. So basically, I'll give you the synopsis because otherwise it's just me trying to convince you about something that you don't know. So it's a heist.
Oh, cool.
She and her friend, work at an office where they do finance work, and basically they deal with the equivalent of the government superannuation.
Okay, so terribly bland.
Yeah, they call it like pensions, I think is what they call it. But pensions different here, but it's the super. And these armed and slightly weird looking people come into the office, tell everybody to.
Weird what way?
They've got prosthetics on their face to disguise them a little bit.
Okay.
So very well organized, get into that room, that meeting room, but you come with me. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what? And they're like, we need two people to approve this transaction. We need $4 billion.
Whoa.
And it's going into this secret account.
I love heist movies.
That's so good.
Wait, movie or?
It's a series, six episodes. Six episodes. Like I said, Sophie Turner and a whole lot of other people that you will know, including Jacob Fortune Lloyd, who I'm like, oh my God, I've seen you. And what was the last thing I saw you? And he was in a couple of episodes of Bookish that I watched last year, which I thought was really good because they do like, I think with that one, they would have two episodes per story because I had a couple of little storylines there. But I was scrolling through other things that he's been in and I realized, oh, okay, so he's in three episodes of The Queen's Gambit. He was in, I think, a handful of episodes of Wolf Hall, which was based on that book. And he must have been really young and I watched that. So I feel like he was the son of someone, but like I said, it's been a fair while. Bodies he was in, like all this stuff. And you've got quite a few other faces. You're like, I've seen you in English Things. Really, really good. Please watch it, six episodes. That first episode, you'll be absolutely dragged in. You're like, I'm invested.
I'm in.
What's the other thing that you watched on Amazon?
No, I did lie.
Oh, my God, I can't believe
this one wasn't on Amazon. I just got swept away in the excitement of Amazon. This one was actually a Netflix. It is a doco of a story that you probably will be shocked you've never heard of before. I'd never heard of it before. I wouldn't say it's the most gripping documentary, but maybe if you want something on a Thursday night while you're eating your dinner in front of the TV, just something different, new, standalone, one-off, you know?
I love the which time and which day of the week.
Yeah.
Because it gives me context. I'm like, okay, a little bit over the week.
Yeah. You might have a glass of red wine.
Something like that.
You know, I feel like it's important. You know, this is not a Monday.
No.
And it's not a Saturday night because, you know, we all know we don't go out.
No, that would involve leaving the house.
Anyway, the doco is called Murder in Monaco, and it tells a true story, obviously, of at the time one of the world's richest men, who is Edmond Safra, in 1999. And he was like a big shot investment banker for one of the world's biggest banks. They showed a whole bunch of people that he was the banker for. Like Bette Midler mentions him in a speech on a stage one time saying, oh, he's my banker, you know. So the guy was.
That's a weird speech, by the way.
Yeah, very odd. Maybe it was like at the banks.
Yeah, at the bank awards.
The bank awards or something like that. Anyway, he was a billionaire.
Was he American?
No, I don't think he was. I think, he might have lived in New York, but I want to say he has a different heritage, even South African, but don't quote me on that.
I'm probably not going to.
So he died in 1999 in Monaco under very weird circumstances. Firstly, Monaco, we know it's the playground for the rich and famous. It doesn't have a lot of crime because all the rich and famous are there. They've got high security. You know what it's like. This particular building that he lived in the penthouse for was almost like Fort Knox. There's no way you could get up and into the penthouse or, you know, over a building or anything like that. But one particular evening, a fire started and Safra had some sort of health issues. So he had nurses 24/7 around the clock, but different nurses on you know, at different times. And this particular night he had a different nurse on. His normal nurse wasn't there. Weird things like that, like his wife stayed in a separate wing of the penthouse. Anyway, he and one of his nurses were found passed away in the panic room and everybody else managed to get out. But what was really odd was the emergency services couldn't get into the building. Like not even the fireys could get into the building for hours.
Oh, that's a long time.
Really, really weird. They've got interviews from lots of people who were involved and who were there that night. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, you want to go on the roller coaster ride, it sounds like.
You get to about halfway and they drop the bomb on you and you just go.
Oh, it's a twist.
What?
Oh, wow, okay.
Then at the end, there is another twist that you just do not expect, but you suddenly go, oh, this was not planned when you guys were planning this documentary. This has happened
right
while you were making it. And even the filmmakers are like, what? This is not the story we were expecting to
tell.
Kind
of like, I'm trying to remember the name of that podcast that was made by one of the guys that worked for Serial, and then he did a different one. I can't remember what it was called. Mm-hmm. And then there was a twist like after the second episode, yes. And that's not what they had planned.
Yes, yeah. This is exactly it. But it really doesn't happen until the very end.
Okay.
And this is why I say it's probably a Thursday night watch because you are a little bit tired. You'll start it by going, not so gripping, interesting. Get to halfway through and you go, what the actual? And then you get to the end and you're like, whoa, what? So,
okay.
Murder in Monaco.
I mean, 1999 is so long ago. It's about 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, it was.
It's a long time ago. He didn't even get to experience Y2K.
He didn't.
Poor guy.
And it was it was in December.
Close.
He might have been getting prepared.
He probably had canned goods in the panic room.
Yeah.
Would he have seen the movie with Jodie Foster before then? I feel like that was a 90s movie, wasn't
it? If he didn't, his security team probably would have.
Yes.
Because they seemed a bit gung-ho.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Mm. I watched Series 2 of Fallout, which is the Amazon series based on Fallout. But this one is based in Las Vegas, so it's Fallout. Do they call it New Vegas? Yeah, Fallout New Vegas was the game. It's just still so much fun. It's like the video game. It's just crazy. The characters are ridiculous and wild and just bigger than they should be in terms of personality. We're still following the same three characters along. A couple of them have teamed up, although I think if I recall correctly, I'm pretty sure Maximus and Lucy teamed up in the first series. First season. But now Cooper, Howard and Lucy have teamed up, which Cooper is played by Walton Goggins.
Yeah.
So he's the ghoul.
Yeah.
It's just really fun. It's really, really fun. And if you've never played the game, it does not matter. You don't need to have seen it. They explain everything. And they are telling their own story to a certain extent. I think they're mixing stories in from the games. But there's so much flashing back that you don't get in the game, but you get in this that helps the story, especially this season.
Out.
Yeah, just like this is what we're going for. This is the reason.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. I understand. Yeah, and now I don't know what to watch because I've watched Steel. I've watched Fallout.
I mean, a bit offended, Leah, because I just gave you two suggestions.
I know, but I can't talk about them.
Yeah.
I could come back and talk about them
and
you'd be
and
like,
tell me
I know.
What you thought of Jury Duty.
I think that's one I'm going to have to definitely watch. But more importantly, it's time for a quiz. This is a Catherine O'Hara quiz. It's about movies.
Okay.
It's the classic, I'm going to read the synopsis, you tell me what the movie is.
Okay, I might need a little bit
of TV
help.
Show. After being a victim of fraud, Johnny Rose and his family go from extremely wealthy to penniless overnight. The only asset left to him is a small, unsophisticated town.
Schitt's Creek?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess, she was Moira. Do you want to guess what year it started?
Oh, okay. 2016.
Very close. 2015. Finished in 2020.
Yeah.
I
thought it went a bit longer than that, I'll be honest.
I thought maybe 2022, 23. Jack Skellington, King of Halloween Town, discovers Christmas Town, but his attempts to bring Christmas to his home causes confusion.
I don't know. It's a Christmas movie.
It's like it's the only movie that is half for Halloween, half for Christmas. It's a kids' movie. It's animated.
Oh, it's animated. The Night Before Christmas?
Nightmare Before Christmas. The Nightmare, yeah, sorry. Yeah, she plays Sally. That's from 1993, so a classic for so many people. I only watched it a few years ago for the first time. It was really fun.
I think I watched it as a kid.
It's great music. Yeah. It's great. It's good fun. After a family tragedy. No. I'll start with this one. The spirits of a deceased couple are harassed by an unbearable family that has moved into their home and hire a malicious spirit to drive them out.
Is this The Burbs?
Oh, no, but starts with B. But don't say it three times.
Oh, yeah. Beetlejuice.
Yeah. So she's the artist mother of Winona, if you remember all of her sculptures.
Well, I can't
everywhere.
Remember it because I was too scared.
Yeah.
So I can't go back to
okay.
it.
Okay. Well,
I'm the adult who can't go past childhood movie traumas.
It's too scary. After a family tragedy, three generations of the Dietz family return home to Winter River, still haunted by a particular character. Lydia's life is turned upside down when her teenage daughter, Astrid, accidentally opens the portal to the afterlife.
This is number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
From 2024. An 8-year-old troublemaker.
Yep. Gotcha.
Okay. Mistakenly left home alone. Yeah. Kate, but spelt with a K instead of a C.
That's the normal way, isn't it?
Yeah, but her name is Catherine with a C.
Oh, okay.
And I'm assuming she would have gone by Kate.
Really?
I don't know. Do you think she's a Catherine to everyone?
She could be a Kath, Kathy.
Maybe a Kath.
Cat.
She is Canadian.
She could be a Erin.
My name is Erin. This is the last one. After a global pandemic destroys civilization, a hardened survivor takes charge of a 14-year-old girl who may be humanity's last hope. Clues. Do you want any?
Definitely.
Was a video game. Was a PlayStation video game. Was made into a series that has won in the last few years a lot of awards.
Yeah, I just can't think of the name.
The Last
of Us.
Yes. She plays Gail in the second season. She's phenomenal. Mm. And I'm so annoyed that we may not see Gail again. Yeah. She was so good. So good.
She just got better and better.
Oh, she was so good. I remember seeing her in the John Candy documentary because they started in Canadian TV together doing sketch comedy. Yeah, so good. Stephanie, speaking of good, that was very good what we just did with all of that talking.
Thank you. That was really lovely.
I just really enjoyed every single moment of it. So on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.